USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day two of Joe Biden's administration is focused around the economy. White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese saying the economy is in a tricky situation.
Our economy is at a very precarious moment. We are 10 million jobs short still of where the economy was when this pandemic started.
Deese saying that's why we need to go big when it comes to comprehensive legislation for COVID-19 relief.
The American people are hurting, and they can't afford to wait. They need help right now, and that's the motivation behind the actions that the president will take.
Major League Baseball teams are remembering legend Hank Aaron, who died today at the age of 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's former team, tweeting, "It's with great sadness we share the passing of our home run king, Hank Aaron." This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Officials in Maryland are still waiting to hear from the person or people who bought this week's winning $730 million Powerball ticket. The ticket sold at Dick Ravencroft's Coney Market in the small town of Lona Coning, Maryland.
Okay, well, we got the call at 7 o'clock from the Lottery Commission that we had sold, our store had sold the winning lottery ticket.
Ravencroft telling ABC's Good Morning America what he'll do with his $100,000 he gets for selling the winning ticket.
My employees are going to benefit from it, I'm going to renovate the store.
How are your employees going to benefit?
I'm
going to
give them some of the money.
We may never know the winner, as Maryland is one of the states where you can win a lottery jackpot and remain anonymous. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow losing 179 points to finish the week at 30,997. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The NFC and AFC Championship game set to take place Sunday. The Green Bay Packers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the first game at Lambeau Field. NFL Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman says he believes the Green Bay Packers have an advantage since they are playing at home.
Typically, especially when you get into postseason play, the home team has a decisive advantage. And anytime the Packers are playing at home, that's a big advantage for them with their fan base and then the weather that factors into that. This year, because of the pandemic, most of these stadiums have been totally empty. I know Lambeau is going to have about 3,500 fans. That certainly helps with the energy for the Packers, but I've said throughout the season that the Packers and some of these teams in the Midwest or the Northeast have an advantage with the weather. And for a team like Tampa going into Wisconsin and trying to play in those conditions when they haven't really done a lot of that this year, I do think that it favors Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
And no matter which teams win on Sunday, they will both be part of something that's never happened in the NFL.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked 4 postseason games in her 6 seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.